glad to get the beans that come out the can and get in this kitchen and give me a hand with these dirty dishes all over the sink. I ain't studying about what you think. Don't you know that I know? And you know you can't afford to buy me a book. You lay around, won't even look for a job. Out in the streets with that corner mob, you seem to think that you can get every day. Steaks on the table, you got to realize that you ain't able. Don't you know you got to go out and make some bread? I quit complaining about the food instead. Let me tell you that man, he makes. I wish I had, but I gave him cold and gave him stew. Nobody choked for he got through, and I said,
eat it up.
Like it or not, eat it up anyway. Now don't you get me wrong, I love that man. I guess I'm about to break his old girl in the land, but I love him till the end. But he ain't no good. He wouldn't get a job working if he could. So I say, come on.
Well, I like Little Alice. She is not about to cook unless it comes from a can, and she expects people to be thankful for that. I hope you were all able to spend some time with loved ones today, or at least a peaceful time by yourself, and that your stomach's full and that your heart is thankful, and perhaps that you've got somebody to do the dishes for you. Local San Diegan Little Alice and So What If I Can't Cook from 4J Records. Before that, a couple of Los Angeles girl groups, the Pearlettes, featuring Priscilla Kennedy, who was also in the Irresistibles, the 4Js, the Delicates, the Waitseans, along with superstars Pat Hunt and Brenda Holloway. What an incredible career. Produced by Sonny Bono, I Can Get Him. Before that, the Lornettes and His Way with the Girls, featuring Arajo Lorna, later known as Asha, who continued on in the music business, Parcha and Tammy. Chicago's Duets were also in there with Lonely Days. Happy birthday to duet Mary Hayes Henderson, who celebrated her birthday about a week ago. And that set started with another one of those name songs, The High Fashions with Billy Nose. That was their only single on Dyna Voice, and it. Well, thank you all for spending your Thanksgiving evening with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I sure did. I love spending this time together with you and hanging out, playing some records. It's always a good time. Coming up next is Rotations. Also, another great time. And then it's Richard J. and Nervous Boogie rounding out your Thursday evening. Thank you so much for being here. And until next week.
Yeah, things go better with Coca-Cola. Yeah, things go better with Coca-Cola. Life is
take a little bit of this love of mine. Take a little bit of this hugging and kissing. Oh yeah. Soon we'll discover what you've been.
Think, think, think fast, baby. Think, think, back up it, girl. Think, think, think fast, baby. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rotations. My name is Miss Christina Ginger. It is the third Thursday of November, and I am here with you tonight with some songs from record fairs past and present. I'm sure you've heard over the past few weeks that we have had the WFMU record fair, and it was a raging, smashing success. And I know that I saw a lot of people there who were having a great time, including myself. So I decided I would continue on that record fair energy and bring us some good tunes. This is a good way for me to kind of cull through my collection, pull some things that I haven't played in a while, and also play things that I just picked up so they're not sitting around for months on end while I try to figure out what show or what set to put them into. So why don't we talk about what I played for you all? I started off tonight's show with the BT Express doing their instrumental song Herbs. BT Express hail out of Brooklyn. They were a great sort of jazz funk band and are still playing around doing these sort of oldies cruise circuit tours. I had the pleasure of meeting one of their members, the bass player Jamal, and he's just such a nice guy and so talented and still sounds amazing. So I'm now kind of into picking up all of their records. Following the BT Express, we had the Honeycone off of the Hot Wax label. I've played Honeycone on here before. I think they're an amazing girl soul funk band, and they were doing the B-side of Wanads, doing We Belong Together. Sounds a little bit like Wanads, but just a touch different, and I like this one. I think it's a good B-side. Following the Honeycone, we had Jerry O doing Karate Boogaloo, and after Jerry O, we had Wilson Pickett, one of my main men, doing Take a Little Love, a song that he penned on his own. It's the sole writing credit, and it's just a great song. I think he sounds so beautiful on this. I was thrilled when I was able to find the first two Wilson Pickett albums some years back when the WFMU Record Fair was at the Brooklyn location on the water there. I'm forgetting. The Brooklyn Expo Center, I believe, was the name of it. Beautiful, sunny location. You got to wear sunglasses while you were record shopping. Following Wilson Pickett, we have Marv Johnson doing Baby Baby. And after Marv Johnson, we had the Rolling Stones doing Think off of the Aftermath US pressing. This was not a WFMU record fair acquisition, but rather a Bop Shop record store record fair acquisition. I purchased this many, many, many years ago, and it's the cover is beat, but the record looks great, and that's all that matters to me. Following the Stones, we had the Knickerbockers doing One Track Mind. This is a Canadian pressing off of the Apex label. After the Knickerbockers, we have a brand new one that I picked up, the Underdogs doing Mojo Hannah. And closing off that set, we had the Lost Souls off of the Bang record label doing Simple to Say. This is a great twofer. It's the B-side is also amazing. I will probably play that at some other point, maybe around Valentine's Day. But it's really beautiful on both sides. And I can't really find too much about the Lost Souls, but they really, really brought this for the Bang label. There's some really hidden gems on that label. So if you find it, pick it up. It's a great one, and it's not very expensive. All right, I have more music to play. It is a stacked show, so why don't we get back into it? We're going to start it off again with an album that I did not pick up at a WFMU record fair, but rather at a Bop Shop record fair. And this one, even way before I picked up that Rolling Stones album. I think I bought this one when I was about 15. So let's hear some Bob Dylan.
The undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now my fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
He looks like he's taken my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see. But everybody says he looks like me.
says he looks like me.
bus. I miss the last bus. I miss the last bus home. I miss the last bus home.
I guess that's good, 'cause you got me going. It's like so low and your hips are short.
Thank you. is only lose his appetite and classified as
man.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get into that second set of music. We started it all off with Bob Dylan and I Want You off of the Blonde on Blonde album, probably one of my favorite albums of this particular era of Dylan. I have to say, I've really been on a big Dylan kick lately and everything has just been hitting so much more for me for some reason. And I love this song so much. Following Bob Dylan, we had Elvis Costello doing his best countrified Elvis, and he was doing Stranger in the House. This is a 45 that I picked up at this year's record fair. It is a flip with a cover of Neat, Neat, Neat. And some interesting stuff about this that I just found is that Elvis wrote this with George Jones in mind. He's claimed that he has always channeled George Jones when he's wanted to write in this country style vein. They actually recorded it together in 1979, and this version was recorded as a one-off in 1978, was released as a free single with copies of this year's Model. He also recorded a third version of it for John Peel, and I'm sure that that's a live version from the radio show. I haven't heard that one, but I'm going to dig it up and find it and A, B, and C them all. Following Elvis Costello, we had Jeffrey Lee Pierce, aka Jeffrey Lee of the Gun Club, doing Hey Wanna off of his solo album from 1985. And following Jeffrey Lee Pierce, we had The Boyfriends doing Last Bus Home. After The Boyfriends, we had The Ramones doing their cover of I Can't Control Myself. This comes off of the Acid Eaters album, which was one of those albums that I just put out there. I put that energy that I was going to find it at the record fair that particular year, and I did, and it was amazing. So this is one of those rare early 90s Ramones records. You can love it or hate it, but there are some great, great cover versions on there, and I do love this version of the Trog song. Following the Ramones, we have a bunch of things that I picked up this year, starting with The New Breed and doing Want Ad Reader, and it's amazing. I mean, there's crazy vocals, there's crazy time changes, key signatures, syncopation, all these things. It's very early prog-esque Frank and Queens. So I couldn't pass that one up. And following The New Breed, we had The Odyssey doing Little Girl, Little Boy off of the White Whale label. And closing off that set, we had The Changin' Times doing How Is the Air Up There. This is a song that I love. I first heard the La-Di-Da's version, I believe from the Nuggets 2 box set, and it's been a song that I will always go to when I want to hear something fun and dancey and enjoyable. And when I saw this, this is the original version. These are the original songwriters of the song. And I learned a little bit more about the Changin' Times. Actually, Changin' Times were only two men, Steve Dubof and Artie Kornfeld, paired up and formed the Changin' Times in 1965. They toured with Sonny and Cher. They went on to release some singles under that duo name, but it really was How Is the Air Up There that made the most impression. And after the Changin' Times sort of moved along their merry way, Artie Kornfeld actually went on to have an A&R position at Capitol Records and was one of the main people involved in the Woodstock Festival in 1969. All right, I have one more song for you tonight, and this one is another one of my favorites in terms of 60s garage and just all of these really fuzzed out sort of beat songs. And this one is actually a band called Positively 13 O'Clock, who were really known as Mouse in the Traps, and they are doing their version of Psychotic Reaction. It's one of my favorites. I hope you dig it, and I will be with you in December. And until then, have a wonderful night. I hope you have a wonderful and enjoyable and stress-free Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate and bring people together. And while we're being thankful, I just want to give one more shout out to all of you that supported us back in October for our Hellraiser fundraiser. We couldn't have done it without all of you. It really does mean so much to us. Stay tuned for Richard J. And like I said, I will be with you all in December. Have a great night, everyone. I feel depressed, I feel.
you're so glad. 'Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. So lonely night and day. I can't get your love, I must stay away. Well, I need you, girl, be by my side. Oh, little girl, with the light up in your eye now. I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Turkey Day, everybody. You're tuned in to Nervous Boogie here on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday. And or preparation for Black Friday. Gonna be doing something a little fun this evening. In honor of Thanksgiving, we're gonna be doing some food songs. Loosely food songs. So I hope you enjoy. Kicking things off tonight, we're going to have Freddy and the Kinfolk with Mashed Potato Popcorn.
Happy Night. does when she gets excited. Only salty peanuts will do. Hey, King of Bender, did you see my little girl go by? Hey, King of Bender, did you see my little girl go by? Stick. I tried to get